the business that you're in. You must have seen a miracle time and time again. If I can leave a number, the next one that you see, if it ain't too much trouble, doctor, get in touch with me, cause I'm
looking for a miracle.
Oh, I'm
looking for a miracle.
Oh,
I'm looking for a miracle.
And I know it's just a matter of time. Now listen to me, brother, all the praying that you do, why you should be prayer with a miracle or two. I'm a stranger to the church, I'm a little loud and strange. If you show me a miracle, I'll be there every day, cause
I'm looking for a miracle.
Cause
I'm looking for a miracle.
Oh,
I'm looking for a miracle. And I know it's just a matter of time.
Not understand, he could not believe until he touched it with his hand. Now I'm ashamed to say it, but he's a lot like me. I want to believe it, Lord, but first I gotta see.
I'm looking for a miracle.
Oh,
I'm looking for a miracle.
Oh,
I'm looking for a miracle.
Oh,
I'm looking for a miracle. And I know it's just a matter of time.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you in here. We're looking for a miracle tonight. We're searching for you. We hope that the Holy Spirit will find you tonight and that you fare well and that the peace and the shalom of Yahweh is in your heart. Tonight, part three of Pledges and Vows. Well, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever seen such a time as we're living in? I mean, you know, this is the end time scenarios. And the Bible says when you see these things come to pass, that you should begin to, get concerned. You know, a lot of people just live in and they think that, you know, they're going to take their treasures with them. And the Bible says for you to lay your treasures up in heaven. Tonight we're going to distinguish the terms vow, oath, swear, and a pledge. Now, vow, oath, swear, and pledge, some of these are interchangeable, and some are referred to in the Bible as totally different from each other. And I'm going to explain that tonight. I'm going to specifically tell you what the Messiah meant, Yahweh Shua in a flesh body, Yahweh the Christ, Yahweh the Anointed, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 33, and how that applies to nowadays, pledging for a building fund or a worship project. Tonight we're trying to gather pledges of those that would be determined. We get turned away. You know, we ask. But sometimes we're turned away. Some give all. Some give some. And those who give all, you know, it's marvelous what happens when some give all. And it also, you know, it's marvelous when some give some. You don't have to give a whole lot. But it's the spirit of giving. How you give and how you love Yahweh makes a big difference in the attitude that you have toward Him. And tonight we're going to look for a miracle. Our song says, oh, I'm looking for a miracle. And I'm expecting it today. Expect a miracle. Now, what is a miracle? Something that's divined and something that is rewarded through faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. How do we get faith? Well, it's real simple. I'll pay my vows with my lips that I have uttered. My mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. You tell me that you won't vow to Yahweh when you get sick, and the doctors say, well, there's nothing we can do. And you finally have to turn and face the man. Doctors have no cure for you. You're living in what we call borrowed time. Listen to this. The reason for the fall of many in their spiritual walk is not fulfilling their vows. Now, I had a little experience when I was just a young man. I had just got out of the Army and got married. My wife was pregnant. She's pregnant with triplets. And then she started hemorrhaging and bleeding long before, well, about the fourth or fifth month into the pregnancy. And the doctor said, you know, at that time they didn't have a whole lot that they could do. This was in 1960, 61. I think it was 1959, to be honest. It was, I made two vows and broke both of them. I made one at the Middlesboro Hospital in Kentucky, and I think it was in 59. I said, Yahweh, if you'll let these children survive, I'll serve you. Well, they didn't survive. And I was so offended. I mean, one of the little children hadn't quite developed in the fallopian tubes. I guess that's where it's at. That's what the doctor told me. And so we had a problem there, and it breached the other two. I had to bury those little children. Kim and Kenny was their name. I gave them a name. The third one was undeveloped. And I've had three children later. This is after I kept my vow. And so I broke that vow. I said, Yahweh, I'll serve you. And I was offended at him because he didn't save the children. I just said, well, there is no God, basically. So I went about my business and drinking and trying to get ahead in life, and everything went wrong. Nothing went right. I was plagued and besieged and troubled in mind. I had no peace. I tried to drink it away. I couldn't do that. And then in 1961, my wife became pregnant again. And everything went good. And the pregnancy, and I had a boy, and which is what I wanted. And I rushed out of the hospital to go back to the plant where I worked, and I bought a box of King Edward cigars. I don't know what you know about King Edward, but there was a cigar brand. It was King Edward. And I used to smoke them, and I sort of liked them. So I got a box of cigars to pass around. It was a tradition to celebrate the birth of my son. And so I passed those cigars out, and everybody, howdy and high-fived me and joked around with me and all that. And everything was good. I said, well, you don't have to serve God to have a good pregnancy, because I was literally scared to death of God. And I had vowed that I'd serve him, but I hadn't served him, not one day. And then I got this emergency call, come back to the hospital, something is wrong with your son. And I walked into the delivery room, and there was my son, and he was laying in there, and he was choking to death. I don't know what was wrong. He couldn't get no air. They were working frantically, trying to clean his neck and mouth out. And he got blacker and blacker. I mean, he literally turned black. And there I was, as helpless as anything. I just felt stripped down and naked. My vow come rushing back to my face, pounding in my heart. And I ran out the back of the hospital and up into the woods. And I fell on my face and I cried out to Yahweh, Yahweh, let my son live. I'll promise you, I'll serve you. Lo and behold, I stayed there and I wept and I cried and I pleaded and I tried to muster up faith and there was no faith that I could muster up. I didn't have any feeling. I was numb. Here I am, the fourth child, fixing to die. I came back down to the hospital, and the doctor and the nurses met me at the emergency room and said, well, it must have been a mistake. Or he's recovered quite nicely. And old Ricky boy was just a kicking up a storm. And just as normal as he could be. And I said, Yahweh, I thank you. I praise you. I honor you. And that vow, again, went by the wayside. Here I am. These vows. It said, call upon me. It says, offer to Yahweh thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I'll deliver you and you will glorify me. Psalms 50, verse 14 and 15. That was the one that I locked in on. Man, I was in trouble. I called on him. But it says, offer to Yahweh thanksgiving. I went up in the woods and I said, Yahweh, if you will, heal my son, I'll serve you. I made that vow. There's all kinds of vows. But the Bible says here, if you make a vow to Yahweh, your mighty one, your eternal one, do not be slow to pay it. I was slow. I went right back to the world. Everything got fine. And then I began to have something come in my heart that I'd never had. An intense desire to fulfill my vow. It was something within me. It was placed within me because I had opened my mouth and made a vow. And now I had to live with it. It wasn't outside me anymore. It was in me. The vow that I had made. It says, don't be slow. For Yahweh will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sin if you don't. But if you refrain from making a vow, you will not be guilty of sin. If you refrain, whatever your lips utter, you must be sure to fulfill that because you made your vow freely to Yahweh with your mouth. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 21 and 22 and 23. Oh, man. Came rushing back. Again, I had to go back to look at my children suffering for not fulfilling my pledge. And then the stark reality, I'll take you and I'll take your wife. My wife nearly died. I mean, did she come within? First, it was my wife. When you make a vow, pay it. Don't be slow. I was slow. I was untrained. I'll give you thanks in the great assembly. Among the thrones of people, I will praise you. In the great congregation, I will pay my vows before those that I have avowed. Psalms 22, verse 25. I mean, he openly whipped me. And he was taking my family. Just like it wasn't me. And yet it was me. It was in my heart. I couldn't pull this out. Psalms 35. I will give you thanks and pay my vows in the great assembly. Oh, man, how wonderful it is for those who vow, for those who pay their vows, and be sure not to forget, to be slow, and not to pay your vows. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a miracle from your vow. First of all, you vow. It's a sincere desire. That's a vow. Listen to the first miracle that the Messiah done. Now, there's many miracles in the Old Testament. I've read and studied the book of 1 and 2 Kings where Elijah, or Eliyah, I counted his miracles. It's wonderful. He had nine precious miracles. There's nine spiritual gifts. Did you know in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, there were special signs given or wrought by the hands of Paul? Special. I wanted to be special. I wanted that in my... But to get that, you got to have a transformation. Look at John chapter 3, verse 2. And the same, this is Nicodemus, came to the Messiah by night. He was ashamed to worship him. He was outlawed, or he was he had a worn out for him. Old Nicodemus, he couldn't be seen with him during the day. Most people are night riders. They want to serve Yahweh in the night time. They want to break their vows or make them in the hard times and break them in the good times. Here, he says, Rabbi, talking to the Messiah, or preacher, we know that you are a teacher come from Yahweh, for no man can do these miracles that thou do except Yahweh be with him. Listen to this one. Psalm 78:12. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. Marvelous things. You know, we talked about doing a plaque or a certificate of the majestics, the order of the majestics, those who are making vows right now to help. I had a brother call me today right before I went on there, Brother Paul, one of our sponsors, bless his heart. He said, Pastor Buddy, you know, I vowed $1,000 to you in 60 days, and he said, looks like I'm going to get it to you in 2 weeks. And I said, praise Yahweh. You see, if you'll vow, see, at that time he didn't know. He wanted 60 days, and now he said, looks like I'm going to get it to you in 2 weeks. He's a faither. I know him. I've met him. He just got blind, open, committed, vowed faith. That's all you got to do. Maybe you don't have it. And there's a miracle behind the vow. I'm telling you, marvelous things. Therefore, behold, Isaiah 29:14. I will proceed to do a marvelous. This is the same word as majestic. Among the people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of the wise men shall perish. People can't figure this out. Faith is evidence of things hoped for, or the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Psalms 105, listen to this. Remember his marvelous or majestic works that he hath done, his wonders and his judgments from his mouth. You know, he made a vow, and he kept it. He vowed that he would redeem you from your sins. He searched heaven. I mean, he tried to get out of it. I tried to get out of my vows. You cannot escape the vows of the sincere desire of your heart. It was in my heart. I couldn't rip it out. I wanted to go to the bar and drink it away and be like other people. Who had, it seemed like they didn't. They weren't concerned a bit about serving the Father. And every waking moment of my life was miserable. Because I had vowed, I had broken, and I was haunted in my spirit. I was fearful. I mean, I would be sitting at a bar with my buddies, and they'd be partying it up, and I'd act like I was there, but I wouldn't. I'd go to the window, and I'd look out. Fearful. I'm expecting something to happen. A call. I'd panic. Listen to this one now. John 4:48. Then the Messiah said unto those who sought signs, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. What was I waiting on? What are you waiting on? Are you waiting to see the wonder before you do something? Do it and expect the wonder and the sign, like Brother Paul. He did it and vowed in 60 days. And now he tells me tonight, I'll get that to you Pastor Buddy, that's another $1,000 that we don't have to come up with, and we are about $20,000 short by scraping up everything that I own. I'm sincere with you. I don't own a dollar outside of what's been vowed and committed. And I'll give my last dollar. I've done that many times. He always never let me go hungry. He's always supplied my needs by a marvelous wonder. Oh, I expect a miracle. And it's just a matter of time. There's a miracle in the making for your vow. If you're committed, you can vow tonight, and Yahweh can turn the vow into a miracle, because you need one. I know I need one. 2 Corinthians 12:12, that's very easy to remember. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. John 11:4. When the Messiah heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but that the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. John 2:11. I'm going to explain this one to you, because it has significance. The first miracle that the Messiah ever done in the presence of all these people, most of them unbelievers. These are marvelous wonders. The first one that he performed was in chapter 2 of St. John's Gospel, verse 11. This was the beginning of miracles which the Messiah, Yahweh the Christ, did in Canaan of Galilee, and he manifested forth his glory, and then his disciples believed on him when he turned the water into wine. Now, what's so significant about that first miracle? What did it represent? Well, water represents people. Wine, in its first stage, is nothing but pure grape juice. When you sweeten it with a sacrifice, Christ became the sweetened sacrifice in the wine. Now, by a transformation or a wonder or a miracle of just water, which this is for the people of Yahweh, it's what it symbolizes, it had to be water. This glorification and the transformation of that water, there were 9 pots, which represent the 9 spirits of the wonders and the miracles that are performed by faith through grace, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of Yahweh. It takes daring. You got to live daringly to please Yahweh. You got to throw caution to the wind. Cast out your net. Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. Oh, it's wonderful when you can walk in the realm of faith. And faith is not seen. There's nothing there for you to give, but a vow will produce a miracle. My message tonight centers on this theme. A vow will produce a miracle. If you vow unto Yahweh, it's not you that brings it to pass. It's your faith in the great provider. With the transformation of this water to wine. The fermented wine is a preservative. It never... Now, you can take grape juice in its first form and just leave it sitting out in a glass and let it get into the elements, and it will spoil and sour and be worthless. But you can take that same wine through a transformation of the stages of bringing itself into pure wine. And this wine was so good that the wine experts knew that usually you set out the good wine first and then start putting the bad wine out. This was water and then the best tasting wine that they'd ever tasted. You are the taste of His mouth. You are the desire. He has vowed a vow for you. He laid down His life for you. He transformed you as people representing water into sons and princes and majestic favors. That's what I want you to see. The glory. The glory of Yahweh be upon you. The glory. Did you know that when the men of that place acknowledged Him, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto Him all that were diseased? I mean, fame followed this man because of the miracles and the signs. All these men, when they heard He was there in this place, they went out and brought in all that were diseased. A vow will cure your disease. What kind of disease have you got? Have you got doubt? That's a disease. Have you got fear? Perfect love casts out fear. Throw caution to the wind. They besought Him that they might only touch the hem of His garment, and as many as touched Him were made perfectly whole. Can you touch His garment by faith tonight and receive a miracle? We ask you for that. You see, we can't do it for you, but you can do it for us. We need you. A place to worship. A place that will be in the name of Yahweh. Called the King's Gate Inn. That's going to be the central theme, the King's Gate. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and a few. Few. We found out right now when we have a need, there's only a few that are ponying up. But that's all right. Because with Yahweh, the few are the majority. The first class, the elite, the majestics. That's what we're talking about here tonight. And when the magician said unto Pharaoh, "This is the finger of Yah," the Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them as Yahweh had said. Acts 14:3. Listen to this one now. Long time Paul abode there, speaking boldly in the name of Yahweh, which gave testimony unto the word of His grace, and granted signs and miracles and wonders by His hands. That's where basically he took up the snake or was bitten by a snake, shook it off in the fire and fell no harm. These are miracles and signs. Don't let the serpent bite you with unbelief. Bow. Lean out on Him. Trust Him. You say, "Well, I don't want to get in trouble." If you don't get in trouble, then Yahweh can't do what He said. "Call upon Me in the day of trouble and I'll deliver you." He delivered me. He learned me. He taught me how to keep my vows. He took my first three children and gave me three. I've got two sons and a daughter. And I'm thankful. Now I've got many sons and daughters in the Spirit, for which I am more grateful. I just didn't understand the process. I hadn't fully given myself to Yahweh. Acts 15:12. "And when the multitude kept silence..." Yeah, we got a lot in our multitude that are keeping silent. They don't know what to do. I'm trying to instruct you. Make a vow. Receive a miracle. Help us out. If you fall short in your miracles, have faith in Yahweh. I mean, Peter walking on the water? Well, no problem. He had an example. He saw the Messiah. He said, "If it's you, bid me to come to you." Now, listen. He was standing on a lake that was probably hundreds and hundreds of feet deep. I mean, the waves were boisterous. And think about that. He was so delighted by seeing. Have you got enough faith to step out of the boat into the darkness, into the wind, into the raging sea, even when the Father is not there? Peter had something to see. It was a piece of cake for him to walk to Him. But man, it took more than what he had to walk away from him. Ladies and gentlemen, walk toward Yahweh in faith, not by sight, but by faith. That's how it pleases. Remember when, in the 19th chapter of the book of 1 Kings, there was three examples when Elijah was running for his life after he performed the wondrous feat upon Mount Carmel, where he had defeated the prophets of Baal and Jezebel. Then he started running for his life. I mean, after he performed this great miracle, walking toward Yahweh in faith, he started fleeing because of the things that would come against him for taking his stand. If the devil's against you, stand. If your brothers is against you, stand. If your sisters are against you, stand. If you are tormented, stand. If you're opposed, stand. If you're fearful, stand. If you don't think you're going to make it, stand. And above all, stand. Taking the helmet and the shield of faith, walk in a miracle. Bow it. Bring it to pass. You are the object. Yahweh's just waiting for you to commit. Oh man, I committed. I committed. Oh man, you know, when you're in trouble, you're going to commit. I cried out to Yahweh, and then when things got better, I was like Elijah. I was up there in the cave hid. And do you know the first thing that happened? That was a great wind that began to blow, but Yahweh wasn't in the wind. There's a lot of people are windy. I mean, they'll blow, they'll talk the talk. There was Elijah. He could have got blown away with all that. And he could have said, holy, holy, holy. Man, Yahweh's in that wind. Yahweh's in that earthquake. Yahweh's in that fire. But he was in neither one of them. You know what he was in? This faith walk. This vow walk. This still, small voice that's urging you right now to step out on faith and vow. We need you. If I got 20 people tonight that would give me $1,000, we could own lock, stock, and barrel for the assembly of Yahweh. That's all it's going to take. 20 people. If I had 40 people giving $5,000, or if I had 20 people giving $500, I'd still have the same amount. If I had 10 given whatever, I'd have that same amount. So the decrease of the people by increasing their giving. You see, Yahweh loves a cheerful giver sowing abundantly. Not sparingly. If you don't have it, why don't you claim it in a vow? And say, now Yahweh, it's up to you to create this out of thin air. Or whatever you want to call a miracle. I'm talking about a miracle. I'm talking about a miracle. I said, I'm talking about a miracle. Praise Yahweh. Listen to this. I'm talking about a miracle. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a miracle. 1, 2, 3. Let's go. Let's go to the miracle. Let's get that miracle. And let's sign up for that miracle. And let's praise Yahweh for that miracle. And when we praise Yah, something like this is going to happen. Listen to this one more time. Looking for your miracle tonight? It's right before you. Just step out on faith. Walk that plank. Nobody there to walk with you. You got to walk it yourself. I will do a marvelous work. And they went forth and preached every word. Yahweh working with them and confirming the word with signs and miracles following them. Oh, praise God. Oh,
I'm looking for a miracle, and I know it's just a matter of time.
Now listen to me, Reverend, all the praying that you do, well, I guess you can do favor with a miracle or two. I'm a stranger to the church, I'm a little loud and strange. If you show me a miracle, I'll be there every day, cause
I'm looking for a miracle,
cause
I'm looking for a miracle.
Amen. It's just a matter of time, ladies and gentlemen. Confirm that miracle tonight for the Kingsgate Inn property. We need you. We're $20,000 short. And we've raised over $100,000 in the last 3 weeks. Now, there's a lot of prayers before that. I've told our little group of people, we've just got a few people. So we are needing people from outside our group to help us. We're making that urgent appeal to you. And by doing so, you could get a miracle in your life. What do you need? Yahweh's always reciprocal. Whatever you sow is what you reap. If you sow the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. If you trust in the banks, you're going to reap corruption. You're going to lose it. Your money bag's going to have holes in it. There's going to be a Judas come in your life and rip you off and take it. I told you that the bankster and the shysters and the money changers, how smart they are. They've robbed our people. Well, we've robbed Yahweh. And that's why Yahweh lets the money changers come in and rob your savings, because you've laid it up where thieves steal and the moths and the rust and the canker works. Ladies and gentlemen, we got more respect for the rich, the elite. It's the poor that believe in miracles. It's the poor that have nothing to do but make a vow and expect a miracle. Are you looking for one? I pray that Yahweh faith your heart. I pray that He faith your heart. John 2:23. Listen to this. Now when the Messiah, Yahweh the Christ, came into Jerusalem at the Passover. You know, we were hoping to be in the property by the tabernacle. If we don't get a miracle, we ain't going to be there. We need a miracle. We need somebody to step up and walk the plank. Oh, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to go by yourself. There ain't no one then can walk there for you. You got to walk it by yourself. Faith is the evidence of nobody there. But as the song said, He was there all the time. It's His footsteps in the sand. Where was yours? He was carrying you. Let Him carry you into a miracle. He'll never let you down. He'll never fail you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And Stephen, full of faith and power, Acts 6:8, Stephen, the one that later was killed. In the 7th chapter, just one chapter over, he lost his life for this. Full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. He was just a deacon. Just an average believer. You are greater because He's in you, the hope of glory. Don't fear man. Step out there on that miracle faith. Acts 3:16. And His name through faith in His name. And His name through faith in His name. His name through faith in His name has performed this miracle by giving Him perfect soundness in the presence of you all. He was lame. But He received a miracle. You want your miracle tonight? Help us. We plead with you. Take this opportunity to have a blessing. Dare to believe. Dare to make a vow. Step out there on the plank and walk it of faith. Yahweh will bless you. He'll come through for you. Praise Yahweh. I'm telling you, folks, it's a faith walk. and faith without works is dead. Perform it. Step out there. Commit yourself. You say, well, if I had enough, well, if you ain't faithful in a little, you ain't going to be faithful in much. I'm going to repeat that. See, you wait till you want to have abundance before you can give out of your abundance. Give out of nothing. If you don't have nothing to give, vow it. And then that attracts wealth or blessings because Yahweh responds to faith. Oh, he said. The little widow woman that Fede, the prophet here that I'm talking about, who didn't hear the voice in the wind. You know, everybody wants a big shout. Everybody wants to see something. A great move. Oh, they're really, I'll give. They're building a, look at that big tabernacle they're building over there. Would you give if we just put up a plain tent? Oh, no, I'm waiting for stained glass windows and a great Holy Ghost preacher, and I want to see something. That ain't going to work, ladies and gentlemen. We are visioned a assembly, a place in the deep south, right here in Tennessee, the volunteer state. Make that a spiritual volunteer. Step out there on the plank and walk it. Walk that faith plank. Reach down below the bottom where it hurts. Acts 4:16 said, what shall we do with these men? For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them, it's manifest to all that dwell in Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. Why don't you perform a miracle through a vow that nobody can deny? You love Yahweh? Well, some brought an oxen, and you know, they said, oh, wait till I get me a better car, and I'll give, Pastor Buddy. Well, some married a wife, and she controlled the purse strings. They said, well, I want to, but my wife won't let me. Ladies and gentlemen, faith is the evidence of loving Yahweh more than you love your wife, more than you love your children, more than you love your own life. See, you got to sacrifice yourself first. Before you sacrifice anybody else, you got to walk the plank. You got to take the leap. And by faith, through grace, you can overcome and you can deliver the knockout blow to Satan. Because, see, Satan is trying to beat you into submission through the wind. Looking at your bank account, well, I just don't have enough to give. If you got 50 cents in your pocket, couldn't you give a nickel? Well, you say, yeah, but that wouldn't help none. Oh, yes, it would. If you had 500,000 people giving a nickel, you could have a hefty 50 grand. And that would be more than enough to get us on the property. We only like $20,000 out of 148,000. We only like about 20,000 after we have counted our pennies. I mean, we've actually robbed a piggy bank. This literally. We've took pennies and counted them. Every penny counts when you're walking faith. Give everything that you can. Now, if you don't have it to give, a vow would be sufficient to make Yahweh, I'm going to vow to give Pastor Buddy $50. And you vow that vow. That's not a whole lot. Maybe it's $5. Don't you think Yahweh's big enough to supply you $5? Oh, yeah, he could do that. Well, don't you think he could also supply you $50,000? Does he have limits? See, it's by your faith. When you pray, believe that the things that you believe for are there. See, it's the evidence of things not seen. It's a miracle. Are you waiting for a miracle? I hope and trust that you can see my message tonight here in the bottom of your heart. Reach out there and get that miracle. Now, we've got brothers and sisters that get around the altar, and we pray, and we seek Yahweh, and we pledge to serve Him. We raise our hand and swear an oath to Him. Not many churches do that. We do. Because it's pledging oaths and vows. Pledging oaths and vows. There's a difference. There is a difference between the oaths and the vows. The term vow and oath, swearing, pledge is totally different in basically one or other, but when put in proper perspective. See, the vow is something that you can do. The pledge is something that you can do. The swearing is something that you can do. And then when you do that, by your faith, he that heareth from heaven, by your faith, he can create that vow and return it to you fourfold, pressed down and running over. But if you're not faithful in a little to give that vow, you won't be faithful in much. You never get enough. The devil will never make you feel secure enough to turn loose of an offering to Yahweh. Most of you don't give anything. I have brothers and sisters that sit down at the table, and I know how hard it is to live. And they write me a pledge, an offering, a tithe. Every month, I can go to the mailbox and I can count on those who I know I can count on. It's there every time. I don't have to ask for it. I don't have to plead for it. You've never heard me ask for money in all the years that I've been on here. Very seldom I mention money. Tonight I mention it because I love Yahweh's assembly. I'm tired of being a second-class citizen in heaven. I'm embarrassed to have to beg a place to rent or a place to go to where you have to watch your P's and Q's. I'm a Holy Ghost preacher. I like to get happy. I like to shout. I like to sing. I like to rejoice. I like to festival. Festival means you're having a great time. And here we have an opportunity to buy 20 acres. Could you pledge to me tonight? Would you vow to me? Would you swear to me? You say, oh, you're not supposed to swear. And I ain't going to make no vow. I'm scared to make a vow, buddy. I might not be able. See, an oath is a solemn declaration. It's based on an appeal to God. Not to me, but to God, to Yahweh. Or to some reverend person, in this case it's Yahweh. It's an object that someone will do something particular, like speak the truth, perform a particular act, or keep a promise, to swear is to make an oath. See, oath and swearing is the same thing. But you can't make an oath until you swear. Or you can't swear until you make an oath. And so these are reciprocal demanding things that Yahweh said, if you will swear by my name. All of our Melchizedek covenant people are gathered together. They have raised their right hand and they have sworn. Because they could swear by no greater, they swore by Yahweh to be the instrument of their faith to produce the things that are not seen into things that are tangible. And by this, I would love to receive your tithe this week. I would love to open this letter and read some encouraging words out of your heart. That you believe Yahweh. You've got enough courage to pledge and to swear and to vow. That Yahweh is able to perform that which you have promised. See, you've got to speak the faith. Did you know that vow in Scripture is both a noun and a verb? Do you know that? It's reciprocal. Its verb is action. A noun is something received. So, by a verb, an action, you speak it. And by your words, you're justified. And by your words, you're condemned. Speak it into existence through a vow. Come on. I encourage you to do that. I'm not encouraging you to get in trouble like I was. I only got in trouble because I made it, and I broke it. I made a vow to serve Him. And ladies and gentlemen, about 25 years ago, I preached for 30 years trying to get to where I got 25 years ago. So I'm an old soldier. It took me a long time to get to this place where I could walk the plank and completely trust Yahweh to supply my needs. Now that takes action. But the noun of it is to receive it. The verb is to perform it and to claim it, to make a vow. Yahweh, I said, I'll vow to serve you till I die. I'll give you 100% of my time. Everything that I have will be in your name. I'll give. And I've learned this. It's an order. It's a majestic order. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. In other words, the action of the verb is more powerful than the noun, which is to receive. It's reciprocal. Whatever you give out comes back to you. But the deal is, here's the deal. It'll be fourfold, pressed down, and running over. Could you trust Yahweh with a verb and receive the noun of the return, the reciprocal return of the blessing? Do you need a miracle? Well, if you do, call me tonight. My time is come and gone. I love you so much. And I need your help. We need $20,000. Can you help me? Could I open up a letter sometime this week or next week? Could I open it up? I need it very soon. Could I open up a letter of a vow or a pledge or a commitment? Could there be a verb of faith come out of your mouth to make an oath, to forswear? One can vow a vow, like in Numbers 6 and 2. A vow is a solemn promise made to Yahweh. It usually involves dedicating oneself to some possession, to an act of service, or a way of life. Which one is it going to be? Would you like to vow an act of service, or would you like to make it a way of life? I finally, after 30 years of trying to, I made it a way of life. I live by faith. I walk by faith. I depend on going to my mailbox, and somebody loves me good enough to write my name and my address and put it in an envelope and send it to me in a verb action. And that's how that we have got where we've got, by people who support Pastor Buddy and the message. It's made possible through the guarantee and the promised act of object, and the money and a verb action is always put in the envelope. We cash that. We pay our radio bill, which is over $1,200 a month. That's got to come. It comes by faith. I've got no guarantee it'll be there. Dave is trusting me by faith. He don't dun me. I've never received a bill from him. I don't have to expect a bill. He knows it's going to be there. If I get a little bit behind, he knows I'm going to be there. I'd take a job to pay him if it came down to where I had to beat him. To keep his radio station and our microphones open and electricity, it takes money. And so we appeal to you in a verb to swear an oath, to say, Yahweh, I will help Pastor Buddy. $20,000 is all he needs. I can give a little. Send me $5. Send me $10. Send me something as an action of the verb of your faith. Walk that plank. If you got a few coins, I just believe somebody's going to send me some coins. And today, I had a brother that called me and said, Pastor Buddy, I'm going to send you a few coins, silver coins. Now, I don't know how many he's going to send. He didn't say. If it's 5 coins, if it's 3 coins, if it's 1 coin, I'm going to be blessed to receive his act of faith and his oath and his vow. I'll receive it. I know. I'll get it. Somebody, is going to send me 20 pieces of gold. I need 20 pieces of gold right now. Praise Yahweh. If I had 20 pieces of gold, I could go and I could take up residence tomorrow. I just don't have it right now, but I know by faith it's in the making. Oh, yeah. It's in the making, ladies and gentlemen. Praise Yahweh. It's in the making. There's a miracle in the making. Wonderful love. Miss Linda has got that song on one of our DVDs. There's a miracle in the making. Call me tonight. I'd love to receive your call. Somebody talk to me. Somebody say, buddy, I got some coins for you, like the good brother up in Wisconsin. He's expecting a miracle when he gives. He walks my leg. Others have given to me till it hurts. I mean, their heart is bled for Yahweh, like Yahweh bled for us.
He would not understand.
You ain't gonna understand.
He did not believe until he touched it with his hand. Now I'm ashamed to say it. He's a lot like me. I want to believe it, Lord. But first I gotta see my eyes. I'm looking for a miracle. Oh,
call me. Area code 423-626-2172. Now again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Help me get this land. We'll make it available to you. It'll be an open assembly for you to come and praise Yahweh. We preach in the name of Yahweh. That's the only name we use. It's a miracle name. It's an accepted name. Proven 7,000 times. Praise Yahweh, praise Yahweh, praise Yahweh. All right, I'm going to play it one more time for you. Yahweh's going to bless you. He's going to give you the sure blessing of Jacob. I love you tonight. I appreciate you. Make an oath and a vow tonight. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. Let me give you my cell phone number. Call me on my cell phone. That'll be 423-259-0606. We'll see you in Sweetwater at the King's Gate Inn very soon with your vows and pledges. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Friday night around the world on WWRB 3.185. I love you.
I'll be there every